Smash! That's me. Not the giant ogre. Beneath the giant ogre. The girl in the driver's seat of the oversized bumper car. The legendarily heroic girl about to get eaten. My name is June del Toro, and I had a good life while it lasted. For a while, my claim to fame was that I was the first sixth grader to be editor-in-chief of my middle school newspaper, the Parker Gazette. Of course, that was before the monster apocalypse. These days, there's no more school, no more newspaper, no more lots of stuff. Now my claim to fame is that I'm the bravest girl on the block. To be clear, it's no great achievement. I'm the only girl on the block. Proof of bravery, you ask? I regularly exchange blows with evil beasts, lock horns with zombie hordes, and make mincemeat out of evil monsters. And here's the topper. I live in a treehouse with three middle school boys. Yes, it gets gross. But it's generally pretty rad, because they're also my best friends in the whole world. Jack Sullivan, Quint Baker, and Dirk Savage. And we have a crew of good guy monster buddies who live at the local pizza joint next door. We spend most of our time competing in high-stakes lip-sync battles, cruising around in our post-apocalyptic pickup truck, and having Nutella sandwich-eating contests. Also, battling evil forces from another dimension that are trying to take over our world. And yep, in case you were wondering, that happens a lot. Like I said, it's been a pretty good life. I've seen, done, and eaten more weird things than like 92 kids my age. But it's not perfect. I miss my parents. Although that's mostly okay because I know they're alive and out there somewhere. And I miss getting to break big news stories at school. Like, orchestra recital canceled. Parents, students, teachers, all equally ecstatic. The other not-so-perfect bit? An extreme evil, power-mad monster named Thrall is assembling an army of skeleton soldiers to build something called the Tower. It's part of his plan to summon the ultimate endgame evil, Rezok, the ancient destructor of worlds. So, yeah, that part is lousy. But not as lousy as being eaten by a giant beast, which is what's about to happen! So, you know what? With the milliseconds remaining before I'm swallowed whole, let me explain how I got here. I stood alone at the center of the old Sunshine roller rink, tense and alert, ready for action. Suddenly, vroom! The roar of revving engines filled the air. A dozen Doom carts, souped-up bumper cars built to fit monsters, like our boom carts, but bigger. Then I heard the squeal of microphone feedback. It was Quint, in the stands shouting into a bullhorn, "Let the unnecessarily dangerous test begin!" Jack and Dirk were next to Quint, and they all had a front-row view of the action. I was the guinea pig for this unnecessarily dangerous test, which was fine with me, because it was my idea in the first place. Also, I love guinea pigs. Dirk was gulping down beef jerky, while Jack watched the action through a pair of goofy, high-powered binoculars. If I were writing a news story about this, I'd give a headline like, "Local skating rink home to hijinks. Brave guinea pig girl tells all." I was just realizing that guinea pig girl sounded less cool than I intended when my thoughts were interrupted by, screech! Doom cart tires. Then from the wings of the skating rink, they came. Monsters, which sounds bad, but it's only half bad. They're our monster friends. So that was good. But they had instructions to run me over, so that was bad. I braced myself. 40 monsters atop 40 Doom carts came roaring at me.
First one to take out the human June is the winner!
Second one to take out human June is very unoriginal!
The monsters were bashing and smashing each other. Two Doom carts spun out and nearly flipped. And I was standing there, waiting. My heart was beating so fast, it was like there was an engine in my chest. Fern was the closest to me, so Skilka ran into her. Fern shrieked as her Doom cart spun out. Skilka cackled, "Now I am winning!" and gunned it toward me.
"Whee!"
cried Globlet from Skilka's passenger seat. Globlet's way too small to drive, but she didn't want to be left out.
This is more fun than when I got to be the ping pong ball in Jack and Dirk's Ultimate Ping Pong Championship.